Okay, welcome to the Danieltown Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, February 15th, 2023, 7 p.m. at the Wasatch County Services Building, 55 South 500 East. Agenda item one is public comments. So if there are any comments that aren't related to something that's already on the agenda, now's the time. If it is on the agenda, you'll get a chance during that. So, any comments? All right, we'll move to number two. Can I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Make a motion that we open a public hearing for possible zone change for the Ellis subdivision parcels.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
Sanger, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Is the applicant here today?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to share with us?
I'd love to. Can I stand up or just sit down?
Whatever you want.
Whatever works for you.
Hey, well, thank you.
If you can direct, we're recording.
You bet.
Also, if you could state your name so we know.
Okay, my name is Dan Ford, and we're the applicant. We submitted some documents, and if you have any questions, but I'd like to go through a couple important points. One thing to consider is this property is between the highway and a commercially zoned property to, I get so turned around, it's kind of, I call it to the south. But I want to just address some main concerns that I've heard from residents and different people. The first one being access and traffic on 3000 South. What we've tried to do in our plan is we currently have three access points on 3000 South. One just right close to the corner of the highway. There's going to be one kind of in the middle, and then there's going to be one that I call the furthest south. And I noticed in my write-up I put north, but I meant to say the furthest south. What we've done is on that one at the service station, we've put in a traffic directional device, basically some curving that would, you know, basically push people back towards 189. We have a second middle, if you look at the site plan, we have a second middle one there that we can easily change to that type of traffic control device, again, to encourage people back to 189. We did leave the furthest south exit, full service intersection, which I'm sure residents and locals would figure that out pretty quick so they could have access to go south on 3000. But at least those first two ones would be directional in the sense that would push people back to 189. And if you have any other ideas on that, we're open to help push that forward or change that in a way. The other thing that we have in this plan that I think is important, and we've had some questions on this, is the UDOT access. So if you'll notice that we put some circulation in through there where you see some, in essence, roads running through there. We believe that also an access, a right in, right out on 189 would be really helpful. In full transparency, I met with UDOT about a month ago on this, and because of the spacing on 189, you have to have 1,000 feet from the intersection, and we don't have that. And so one of the things that we want to talk about is, I talked with Doug, you guys have probably, some of you have probably worked with him, he's the engineer over this region, and we currently have two things that we think we could maybe be granted an exception. One is that there's an existing access right now for that home, and we would be, you know, trying to grandfather in that access. But if we're successful and if it looks like we can get the zoning approved, I have had quite a bit of luck with UDOT when I have the support of the city who says this is something that would be important for what we're doing, and we have an existing access. So that would be a request that we would have later on if it looks like we're moving in that direction, to, you know, get some kind of a letter or something from Daniel saying we'd like to keep that right in, right out. I think that would also be another traffic influencing area that we could push people back on the 189. Okay. Airport. We've had a number of different questions about the airport. I went to the meeting that they had, what was it, a month ago? And I highlighted on this applicant where we have, where this property is in relationship to the airport. If you don't have it, I can pass this around to you. What that shows is where the airport currently has the restrictions. And in this area, there is a part that covers a corner of what this property is. There are restrictions. I spoke with, for that corner, I spoke with Jeremy over, or is it Jeremy, at TO Engineering about what those restrictions are. They're primarily height and some uses. For example, we couldn't put a service station right there where it was encumbered by that because of flammable. But on the other property where we're proposing the service station, we can. Also, I talked to him about height restrictions, and we're well low enough. You know, I think the tallest building we're looking at is maybe 24, 30 feet, and we're well out of that restriction where you'd have, they don't want us to put an apartment building there. They don't want to have an 80-foot tower. You know, they want to keep it fairly low. So all these uses here would be consistent with the area that falls into. Anyway, that was the that was another question we had. A benefit that we're looking at is property taxes. We've looked at, we have a couple different users that are interested, a service station. We have reserved two retail pads, and I don't have a user for those. Those really kind of come later on. You know, our anticipation, one of the reasons why we like the commercial zone there is it does allow for a drive-through, so we're hoping that we could generate some interest on some kind of drive-through retail on those two other pads. We do have a car lot that's interested in coming out as well. This guy's run Larry H. Miller used car lots for a long time. He's done some luxury stuff. It's, you know, we're open on that, but I just showed that as a suggestion. Immediately though, along 3000, we're looking at doing, you have it labeled as flex incubator space. This would look very similar, and in fact, I've talked to the architect, but on the property you see Kitty Corner on Charleston, it's gonna be very similar in form and function to that. We've asked for industrial along 3000, and there's really two reasons for that. Primarily is because the type of tenants, users that we're looking at, I have found in some of the other properties I've worked on, we have a lot of light manufacturing, small business owners that operate. It's going to be very similar in the type of tenant mix that you see Kitty Corner from us, but that allows for different uses there. So that's why we're asking for that. And then finally, we have the storage unit that's on the furthest south portion. We have proposed, and what we've talked about is having an opaque wall at least 6 feet high or building surrounding it. And that in the industrial use would allow for that. Anyway, I'd love to answer any questions, or I don't know if we do a public comment first and then.
I'd just like to make a comment and thank you for the information you gave us. The real purpose of this public hearing tonight is to decide whether or not to rezone this. They've given us some ideas of what the property would be used for. That will be handled in separate hearings and more discussions. So this is an idea that, or a concept that they have proposed, so that we can get a good idea of what the possibilities are for this property. But really, this public hearing tonight is about whether this rezone should take place or not. And then there will be further discussions about the details, such as, you know, roadways in and out. And I'm just saying you'll have a chance later on to comment on those things. And so for tonight, where everything is preliminary and nothing's really been decided as far as those details, if we could focus on the zoning issue, that would be great.
All right. Question. Do we have anything that shows exactly where we're asking industrial versus commercial, or is that been designated?
Yeah, we had a map that was
Do you want to see what they have so that you can address that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
second floor is in the back?
That's it, yeah, that's it. Perfect. There you go.
Just pass it down.
Oh, yeah, we have that. So it's, okay.
That's, the blue's the investment owner.
Correct. And our thinking was across the street, we've got an industrial use with the county, public works, and
so we're at the top.
Investment balances.
Green, yellow.
Everyone have that?
Yep.
So yeah, at this point, unless too many members of the commission have questions. Okay, we'll open it up for public comment then.
I guess I'll, oh, go ahead.
No.
Mine's long, I have to read this.
I don't have any.
So my name is Travis Biggs, I'm the airport manager. I've been asked to come read this letter for the airport's perspective of the zone change. These comments are being submitted in connection with the zone change application for parcel number 20-2403 and 20-4525. As you are aware, Heber City Corporation owns and operates Heber Valley Airport, which lies adjacent to the jurisdictional boundary of the town of Daniel. The airport includes not only the airfield and auxiliary airport related facilities, but also certain safety zones designated to ensure the safety of both traveling public and the people on the ground. To this end, as required by federal regulations and law, the city has designated a runway safety area and a runway protection zone that extends beyond the end of the airport runway. The shape and size of these two protective areas are set by policies of the Federal Aviation Administration. The city has published maps showing the current runway safety zones and, as you are aware, is in the midst of preparing an airport master plan that, if adopted by the city and accepted by the Federal Aviation Administration, will change the location of the various runway safety zones. While the city has no formal zoning authority over these zones, to the extent that they include land within the town of Daniel, the jurisdictional boundary does not eliminate the fundamental safety needs to protect these zones from incompatible development. Utah Code 72-10-401, the Airport Zoning Act, sets forth the obligations of Heber City as the owner and the operator of the airport, and of the town of Daniel as the jurisdiction with zoning authority over the land in the vicinity of the airport. That state law establishes state policy that addresses airport hazards, obstructions, and more generally the importance of maintaining land use compatibility within the airport and its neighbors. The principles set by state law emphasize the importance of our two jurisdictions cooperating to ensure that no airport hazards, obstructions, or incompatible uses are established in the vicinity of the Heber Valley Airport. We urge the town to respect those principles as it considers the request to rezone these two parcels. It is essential that the town ensure that any future use of these parcels also not protrude into what is known as the imaginary services, which are set forth in 14 CFR Part 77. These federal regulations establish standards that, designed to ensure that the airspace essential for safe aircraft operations is preserved from obstructions and hazards. The city urges the town to impose restrictions necessary to avoid creating unnecessary safety problems with the use of the property. It is critical that the town not only take any action that could compromise either current or future safe operations at the airport. Any action by the town in connection with the current zone change application must consider both the existing and proposed future runway safety zones. I am attaching a copy of the future ALP with the accompanying RPZ area for your reference. I trust the town concurs in the importance of this obligation. So like he had mentioned, he talked to TO engineers There's certain things that the FAA's found highly, not a good idea to have close to the end of the runway. So like the gas station is outside of that runway protection zone. And then within it, they just have things where they recommend you don't have churches or large gatherings or strip malls, and then certain building heights. So we just wanted to make sure that those things are being considered.
Could I have that for the record, please?
Yeah,
is this the current one, or is this the...
That's the old one. So the, or that's the one that we have now. If they
have this one, if you...
Yeah. And I sent a digital copy of this to Kim. I just sent it, like, right before I got here. So I was afraid you guys wouldn't get it, so I thought I'd just come in person and read it to you and see if you have any
properties.
So again, they're not...
Oh, that's the one we do have.
Yeah. Oh, you do have that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the gray area on that plan?
Yeah, we highlight. Mine's red, but yeah, it looks like yours.
Yeah, it's red.
You can have this one.
Well, there's the red that's your side. So Travis, is there anything in their plan, their tentative plan, that would be a problem?
The only thing, I don't know if the, like I say, they specifically say strip mall, so I don't know if that one building on the upper left-hand corner was a strip mall or not.
Right now, the corner, we had the self-storage portion on that part. So we don't, the strip mall area is actually against the highway, so it's, so we're highway access.
And again, you guys are your own entity, so the FAA and HIPAA isn't making you do anything. They're just, they just have thousands of airports all over the world, and they have found that there's just certain things that are not a good idea to have. So they just want to make sure you consider those.
On the map, the way I'm reading it, is it just kind of...
I don't know.
It's right here, so this is... So it cuts a corner on this side. If you look at the map...
This is the existing one, and they're talking about if they adopt the new one, it pushes that line farther.
The new one, it pushes it out, but it does not push it out to where the gas station is.
Yeah, the gas station would be outside of it, and I don't know, like I say, I don't know about this building, but other than that...
Yeah.
Okay.
So is there anything that if it were built there would keep that push out from happening?
Like I said, the FAA isn't going to stop anything from happening. You guys are going to do whatever you want to do. They're just saying we're required as the sponsor to say... Okay. You really ought to consider these things before you...
So we can be the hero of the valley of those that don't like
go.
The airport expansion myths of whatever to... We'll just block you out.
Right. And it's not... I mean, they're not going to not move the runway if they do it, but the RPZ would affect these areas.
So I have a question. Is people doing that on the other end? Wouldn't appear so.
So the reason they're shifting the runway away from that is because that intersection would be in that RPZ, and they don't want that many. They don't like having a lot of people in that area, and that's one of the reasons they're pushing it away from town and away from the highway.
Right, but it appears to me that Heber is building on their side, so that we have to take the hit on our side.
I don't think we're building anything on our side. We have the nursery, but that's they're outside of that RPZ, and the line's staying in the same place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're not trying to cause problems.
I'm just curious. I see all the building happening on that side.
So no, the line on that side, they're wanting to keep it right where it is. They don't want to go into that intersection. And so when you increase these safety areas, all they're wanting to do is increase the safety areas. They're just shifting the runway.
It just appears to me that safety area, if you did it the same way on the other end, would kick in some of those apartment buildings that are being built right now.
No. Yeah, it stops right where the nursery is. It's kind of in the middle of that nursery building that's at the four-way stop sign.
I thought the runway, doesn't matter.
And you can come by the airport. I'm happy to talk to you about this. There's so many misconceptions about the airport. I love it when people come because I can show you real maps and give you all the information you want to get. But we're not trying to increase jet traffic. We're just trying to keep our covenants and our obligations that we have.
So, from what you've seen, Mr. Ford, would that limit anything that you're building?
No.
I don't think so.
When we talked to Jeremy, we didn't have any use. I wasn't aware of an idea on strip mall because this would be, you know, we were looking at restaurant / retail type users. So when I spoke with Jeremy, it was primarily keeping a fuel station out, keeping our height down, which we were okay on both those points. So, but I haven't heard retail, the strip mall. until today, so.
And I can give those, I can give the book.
So at this point, it doesn't appear that we have an issue or a conflict with that, either way. Any other comments?
Anything from down that direction?
Yes, I'd like to call for a motion for resignation. There are no more comments. Or to close the public hearing. Last chance, anyone have any other comments? Okay, do we accept a motion to close the public hearing if someone would like to make it?
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing for the possible zone change of the Ellis subdivision.
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Ian, yes.
Warner, yes.
Banger, yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Now, for motion for recommendation for the town council.
I'm not sure I'm ready to make that kind of a proposal at this point. I haven't really studied.
We're just barely got the breakout of the different zones. Like, to me, I've lost some time thinking about that. I'm not sure you can get.
Can I ask a question, or is it closed?
It's closed, but you can ask a question, I guess.
I was just wondering, you know, just considering the noise pollution and everything and the effect on the properties, you know, with the increase in traffic.
Increase the traffic of the airport or of what may be on this corner? Possible
air traffic, Rhonda, or vehicle traffic is what Eric's saying.
No, I'm talking about air traffic.
Yeah, that's irregardless of what the proposal was here. That this hasn't had anything to do with the airport.
Not directly. I guess I have a question of the applicant, if I could. Is that possible still? Okay. Have we looked at, I know you, sounds like you're proposing commercial and industrial. I mean, we have a highway services zone that I think encompasses some of this, strips out a few other options. Has that been something that you looked at or considered in any of this yet? Or?
It was a great option. I'm trying to remember exactly. We went through a bunch with Eric. What we wanted was a drive-through ability, which the commercial zone allowed, mm-hmm. and the highway services, I believe it allowed to. I'm going to look at Eric for a second. I'm a little fuzzy on it. But then we like the industrial just for the uses, like, you know, like, for example, the chocolate bar factory. So there'd be some light manufacturing. Mm-hmm. If we can fit those in there, I'm good. I love the site, and I'm open to different recommendations. You know, and if we do table it, feel free to call me too.
So I need the storage component was the factor for the industrial.
For the industrial component of it?
Yeah.
And then commercial versus the highway services, it seems like, at least my quick reading, I don't know that they're too much different, maybe?
Yeah, they're pretty close. We currently don't have any highway.
Highways. Yeah,
I know. So, kind of a new deal.
Can I reverse my question? Would that cause more traffic coming down 3000 South?
Well, that is a concern. That's why I think that was the very first thing he addressed, because we had brought those concerns up before.
If I was a fisherman from Strawberry, I know what direction I'd go.
They do already, right?
They do already.
I wish I was a gas station.
You put a gas station.
They don't have to go around.
That's true.
That's true.
And if the bypass road does what we're afraid of, that's all that can happen anyway. Bypass. But we don't know that yet, so. Anyway, those kinds of concerns will come up more in future hearings as they're trying to get their plan approved and things like that, if this is approved.
And this is just a recommendation to the council, correct?
Yes.
There's not a zone change? I just want to make sure everybody knows.
Another public hearing and then make the final decision. I guess I'm looking for either more discussion or a recommendation for or against or a recommendation to continue this to the next meeting.
If we continue to the next meeting, do we need another public hearing or can we just vote at the next meeting?
You can just vote.
But there will still have to be a public hearing
for the council
after that.
They won't do that until after.
No, but I'm just saying, like, so there's still going to be.
Which I'd be okay doing today. How about you guys? If you want to wait, we can wait.
Or someone can make a motion and then you can vote and figure out where we're at.
I'll make a motion that we continue this till next meeting.
Are there any specific things that you would like to see from the applicant to help make a decision?
No, I think seeing how this is split, it's different than I guess what I was envisioning in the zoning and thinking through, like, I understand these are the components that might be there. There's a laundry list of potential items that could be built on here and just trying to think through what if all of a sudden we get a different use that fits within that zone there. And so industrial encompasses a lot of different uses in there, and is that what we want right there?
It's basically unlimited.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the broadest categories we have. Yeah, let's put a 60-foot cement plant right at the end of the runway. I'm sure that'll go over well. But I guess that's more of what I just want time to think through. So I don't know that there's anything specific from the applicant. That's my bigger concern there.
I'm great working through, I can work with staff if we're going to continue it, putting it together, even a development agreement where we're saying these are the types of uses we're going to restrict to. I'm open to doing that.
So you'd be all right if we put it specific to storage units in those areas?
If we do a development agreement and just said, hey, these are the types of uses. The reason why I like the industrial, honestly, is it in that flex space, most of what I've done is that type of what you're seeing across the street, like in TO Engineering, and I just like having some flexibility, and we keep it pretty clean in what I do, so that's kind of like, I'm open to doing something like that if you need to. So.
Okay, I'll make a motion we continue this to next month. We have a motion. I'll second that motion.
Sure.
I'll third that motion.
You can only second or third.
Let's vote on this thing.
Okay, I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Again, yes.
Horner, yes.
Again, yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to item number 3. Accept a motion to open the public hearing.
I make the motion that we open a public hearing for the permit of an accessory structure in excess of 1,500 square feet located at 3277 South Big Hollow Road.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Ian, yes.
Horner, yes.
Fagner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Do we have the owner? Okay, is the owner here?
I want to introduce Chip.
This is his son.
Christopher.
What's your name?
Christopher. Christopher. Both of these guys haven't met you yet. And they are the ones who have purchased Bates and the piece of property.
Okay. Is there something you'd like to present? Just tell us what you're planning.
We're just planning an accessory structure. We have a lot of toys coming from Southern California.
You're having a lot of...
Oh, we have a lot of toys, of boats and jet skis and UTVs and stuff. So we're trying to keep it all indoors. So that's why we...
There's nowhere to use those here.
I hope so.
You've never been to gravel pit, have you?
So we're just trying to build something where everything's inside. We don't have a lot of stuff on the property. We want to side the building in cedar siding so it fits into the community. So it looks like a barn. That's kind of why we chose with the higher roof and then the small pitches on the side instead of building a big steel building or something like that. Trying to make it aesthetically nice for the area. Really,
what size is the information we've gotten? More than 1,500 square feet. What are we talking about?
It's, here's a picture of it. I can tell you the picture of the situation. Here's the rendering of what it looks like.
What's the length and width though?
The length is like 98, the width like 96. Feet, yes.
98. And the height on it?
Height is 34 and a half, I think.
34.5.
This is not the best rendering, that's... It's going to have cedar siding, not steel siding.
It's like we'll have our own ark if we need it. We might need it this year.
Been there, done that.
Us too.
I hear the plot line.
Every year.
Yeah. We have that little barn here. We kept it this way so we wouldn't block her view.
And ask him to acquire more than one that he's acquired, more than one of the property. How far?
That's why we have the issue, right?
Can you tell us the orientation of this? It says the front end elevation, but I don't know which side the front's facing to.
The front will be facing towards the house.
The west.
Towards the west.
Towards the green. Towards the Bates house.
Yes, towards Bates house.
Sir, what's the size of your property here that we're talking about? I'm sure it's on here, but I don't see it.
What's that?
The size of the property that you're proposing?
I think it's 8 acres, 7.8.
Okay, thank you. I know it's on here, I just can't see it.
This fence is on.
Does anyone have any comments on this then?
I just talked to him privately.
Okay. So that's why I'm getting to, do we have any comments from the public?
So you call this a storage. You're going to work on no cars in there?
Well, we hobby work on cars, yes.
Okay, so you've got all the compressors and all the drills and...
You won't hear anything.
Okay, well, are you going to put a paint booth in there?
No. No paint.
A what? A paint booth.
Yeah, no
paint. I know cars. Yeah. I know what it takes.
No, we don't paint anything.
So, could we get a name so that we have it for the minute?
Grace Cho.
Okay.
Grace, I'm sorry, what was your last name?
Chubbs, C-H-U-B-B.
She's the one that owns...
I know which house it is. Wanted to make sure we have the name for the minutes.
But I think it'd be helpful if we have an aerial map so we could see where her house is in proportion to where this building will be and where the Rose's garages are in proportion to that also.
I kind of have a map here, I can show you where her... I don't have an air, it's not air, it's also overhead. But her property, this might be better here, her property goes from here all the way up this way.
Right, and her house is about there, am I guessing?
Correct, and that's why we kept the barn to the left.
It's not right behind it.
And Jack's barn is like right here.
It will block her view, I mean, originally, we thought about getting this out there and building a house. My wife's saying we're gonna, these people are shooting us, you know? But now, but now we're not doing that, so we bought this property here.
Grace, did you want to see this?
Yes, I want to know...
So she's the one that lives to the east here?
Yes.
You two haven't met yet. So your view here, this building, I believe, would be over this way?
Yeah.
This is looking to the west, right?
Yeah, this is the existing barn, so it would be over here.
So I would see that, is what you're saying.
But you're never gonna see it.
You would see it, but it wouldn't be right there.
It would be blocking your...
It would be over here.
Because this scenic view here is very important.
Coming into this.
And it also talks about that in Daniel.
Preserving the scenic values.
So that's just why I want to know exactly what I'm gonna be seeing.
It would be back in this corner back here.
It'll be off to the left side.
And this barn's on your property too, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the left of that barn. I mean, we technically could have bought this property, we were thinking about turning that house into a building house. We didn't want to do that, luckily this house came up, so we bought that house. So now there's no chance of that, we just want to make that as a cash.
Okay, well, that's, I hope...
So we thought about you when we were doing this.
Thank you. Because, when I decided to invest all this money in this porch this last year, that was my hope, was that that was always gonna be a cash. Of course, I don't own it, so I can't control that.
And that's why we kept it last. And then we bought this property over here.
Yes.
So we're even gonna extend it back to the floors or closer to here.
Can I ask a question to the commission?
Yeah.
This is on the agenda because it's bigger than 1,500 square feet, is that... Is that correct?
Yes.
If it were less than that, it wouldn't have to go in front of the council?
No, correct.
And this is close to 10,000 square feet?
Correct.
More?
Yeah.
And it's close to 100 by 100, which is 10,000 square feet.
It's 13, isn't it?
Well, it's got the second floor as part of it.
Yeah. Main floor is almost 10.
10,000. And then the second story.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger.
Did you ever consider pushing it down, basement wise, so it wasn't such a...
Well, that's kind of why we built the, if you look at it, it was the side, so it wasn't a big square barn, so it had like that corner. So those side ones are all gonna come down to 12 feet, you're just being off from the center of the park.
The reason that doesn't help her much is because this is the view she gets.
No, it's gonna be the other way around.
Well, if this faces west, she'll be looking in to the south, and this is what she will see.
Right, but you also see, on here, you'll see, because her house is gonna be sitting here, so she'll be looking over this to see the mountains you won't be sitting.
Well, this is her house right here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, so this roof line's here, the tall roof's in the center.
Right, and so as she looks out her porch this way, she can see the whole thing.
Right, but if I face it the other way, then I would, that big thing would block all the, because this is only 12 foot high.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right.
Okay, any other comments?
Did you get that?
I just have a question. I want to go back, because that's going to be the closest property to our property.
Can we turn this around?
Yes, maybe.
This is a part of the problem is I think that,
Can you state your name? I'm sorry.
Jack Rose.
The barn is close to our property line.
They want you to say your name.
Oh, Jack Rose.
Thank you.
So get the your shed will be as close to my property line as legal.
No, it's going to be, I think, well, it's like public. We proposed, I think it's going to be like 800 feet.
It's 95 feet.
95 feet from here. Oh, from there. And that's not going to block her.
No, because her house is here. And this is the low part of the roof. My red barn, so her view is still good. And she'll still see the mountains through this part. This tall part is the part that's going to block it. Which hopefully will be more of a
So. Any other comments to that?
No.
He and I have to talk about boundaries.
That's right, it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
I just didn't want it built on top of that ditch.
Yeah.
You know, that's between me and them.
There is other things too. So you're only going to be storing them? You won't ever work on them?
That's what he already said.
Well, I'll be working on them. I mean, because it's a hobby shop, so we're going to be back there playing around. But it won't be noisy.
It won't be noisy?
No.
I think you'll hear it before I will.
I know. Well, I know that. I know that, Grayson, so, you know. That's just a really peaceful place to be at. So, and I guess my concern is when we start building a lot of other things besides the agriculture and making it rural, is that it takes away the feeling of the area. Is why we incorporated into Daniel Township with 5 acre minimums, you know, so that it wouldn't be built upon too much and take away the feeling that we have and that the community has had there for many, many years. And so, anyway, so that's a big concern of ours.
So.
It's just.
Well, that's why we bought here too, because we don't want to cut it up into a bunch of houses.
Right. The building takes away the surface of the ground, you know.
But I'm trying to do it with wood siding and make it look fit into the area. I don't want to put the next big barn.
Yeah, we didn't pass these on.
I'm glad you did that.
Okay, do we have any other comments from anyone?
So is there going to be a bathroom in this?
Yes, yes.
So then.
They're making me do a bathroom, actually.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, it's like more than 300 feet from the house, you have to do that.
So you're going to put a septic tank in there for it?
They, meaning the health department?
Yes. Well, I think it was in your code too.
In our code, it talks about having a.
Accessory building.
And an accessory building.
If it's more than 300 feet away from the house.
So do you have to have 10 acres?
Yeah.
Probably.
Either that or they have to do a nitrogen mitigation, is my understanding.
I talked to him, he just said I had to do a perk test. I don't know what nitrogen.
Health department will take care of that.
So how far.
But they cannot have an apartment here. Nobody can be living in it. They can't rent it, no one can live in it.
Okay, so it's not going to be a.
An Airbnb.
Airbnb.
No.
That would absolutely be against the code.
So how does that work, Eric, as, you know, because we have our septic really close by. How does that work? Does it affect?
I don't know. That's up to the health department. I don't know.
Where I come from, the septic's don't matter, but it has to be far from the well. It has to be somewhere.
Yeah, and we have a well on our property too.
Our septic is closer to our well than they will be.
So we submit to the county health department and they're the ones that do the regulations on septic tanks and the systems.
Okay.
They will have to okay where that, exactly where that is, how big it is and all that kind of stuff. That's not us.
Any questions or comments from the commission? Okay, any other comments from the public?
Maybe just to reiterate, have you considered what Paul said, that maybe you don't want to have it quite that big?
We may make it smaller. I mean, we haven't got all the pricing together on it, so if the pricing gets out of hand, it's going to shrink.
You're going to be surprised, as I was last year.
Okay. Call for a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the accessory building.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Ian, yes. Warner, yes.
Bangler, yes.
Janet, yes.
Okay. Is anyone ready to make a motion on this? Do we need some more discussion?
Does staff have any comments on it? Would be my question.
So this is, all this is just the conditional use permit. They haven't supplied a building permit yet.
Okay.
So all these issues will come up when the building permit comes.
Okay, so
this is just a conditional use for a building over 1,500 square feet. That's what you're dealing with tonight.
So we could technically approve or vote to approve it, but yet then still deny the building permit down the road based on recommendations from the health department.
Yeah, he'll have to go through all the regulations. He's still got to get his building permit.
So we do.
So it will get approved as long as it meets the code requirements.
Right.
Not sure. But we decided that we don't like it, so we're not going to approve it. It's got to be
right
based on code, as does this actually.
Yeah.
So
Gary, can you the code? Can you just refresh us with what the code is?
Well, for the purposes tonight, the code is if the building is over 1,500 square feet, then we have to have a public hearing, get comments from the public, and then either grant or deny approval for the building for that size. But then after that, they have to come in.
For the conditional use.
Yeah, for the conditional use for the larger building. After that, they have to come in and meet all the requirements for a building permit, so health department approval. It has to be, you know, he's got it 34 and a half feet high, 35 feet high maximum. Has to be certain distance from the edges of the property, depending on what's happening. There are a whole bunch of requirements that have to be met, which I think he's mostly aware of, or for the most part, because he has been talking with, you know, our engineers. So that's the process.
But if the health department then just okays it, then it goes through.
No, the health department is one of the steps, but there are a bunch of steps that have to happen. But yeah, the health department is sometimes one of the hardest ones because they do look very carefully at what's happening. And so, for example, Paulson's put a large building in on their property. It has a bathroom in it. They had to put in a separate septic tank that they share the drain field with the house. It all just depends on what the engineers at the health department decide is going to protect the groundwater.
They had 10 acres to put that second septic tank in.
They did, but they really only build on the front five.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. It's the health department. It's not
going to be one of the big questions, just FYI.
You know, that may be, they may say a pipeline to the existing septic system. I don't know. So, okay, does the Planning Commission have any other questions for the applicant? Okay. Have a motion?
Make a motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Hold on, I gotta get my verbiage here. I will make a motion that we approve the conditional use permit for the barn in excess of 1,500 square feet. Property located at 3277 South Lake Hollow Road.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Skinner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bangeter, yes.
Bennett, no.
Okay, motion carries. All right, we'll move to item number four, which is the engineer report. Item five, we can only hope for five, it doesn't matter.
I don't have anything. Oh, there's a recording in your packet.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. It's good to have you should come out.
If you want, we can have a good night.
So you'll see on the report that we, I left the CO issued on Brad Allen's. Because we're so excited to issue one, that's 2 months for a report that we had.
Yeah, twice.
Just so you know.
Did you get another one?
Yeah, yes, we did one, so that's a long haul to get to this point. So that's what's going on in the town. You can see there's a lot going on. You guys have any questions for me on any of these projects or anything that you have?
I have some, I'm not letting it go.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions for Eric?
You can see we got some big projects coming up. So there's a lot going on. I don't imagine it'll slow down anytime soon for you guys.
Great. Can we move to item six then? Which is approval of the January 19th minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of January 19th, 2023.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I'll call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Well, there's the horse.
Skinner, yes.
You understand.
Bangeter, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, we'll move to item seven, but last month we talked about scheduling a work session meeting date. Kim, what did you find?
We have this room on March 13th and March 20th.
Okay.
If those work for either or both.
Do you know what day of the week those are?
Mondays. And I have them from 5 to 10.
They're Tuesday?
Mondays. Monday.
13 and 20.
Correct.
I can do either one.
Okay, next planning commission is probably the 15th, right?
Which way?
Yeah, in March it's the same day as here, so it would be right before.
Okay. And several members of the town council have expressed interest in coming, so we will invite those. And we'll invite the whole council and mayor. We'll see who comes, but basically told them we were going to decide when the meeting was, when it would work for planning, and then invite them.
Both days or?
We don't have to do both. I was trying to give two options.
Yeah.
Okay. Mondays are the easiest.
We have a vote for the 13th. Anybody else?
13th.
Either right.
They're waiting to talk to us.
Does that work for you, the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. I know the week after was a problem, but...
Week before.
Okay. What about time? What time can we start? We only have the room at 5.
No, we can't start before 5, for those of us who work at home.
And we have to be done by 10.
Yes, there you go.
I'm good anytime. I'll make it work.
Time does matter.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock would be great.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
It's late.
Again, yes.
You didn't make a motion.
Okay, just throwing it out there.
What time did you say?
6 p.m. Okay.
Okay, and if you guys, whatever you'd like me to have prepared, individually or as a group, just let me know. If there's copies, the general plan.
That's the focus, okay.
Yes.
Focus is totally on the general plan.
Okay, thank you. What are we focusing on? Okay, general health, got it.
As much as we focus, yeah.
As much, yeah, okay. I'll be at that time.
Okay.
We may have more definite news, perhaps, about our water situation. Would you say that's accurate?
No, because this is the group that's doing that.
No, I'm talking from the lawyer.
Oh, from the lawyer?
Yeah.
We won't state what we're actually feeding on this.
Okay.
I mean, we don't really care any.
Oh, it'd be nice to know how much water we have.
But there's not. That's the council's.
The engineer estimate it'll take a long time to get through this.
Okay, okay.
I'm sure.
We did, just so you know, we did receive something from the state, and then our attorney sent a letter back saying, we don't think that's quite accurate, so that's a quick summary of where we're at with how much water the town has.
They think we don't have what we think we have?
That was their conclusion, yes. And then we chose to not appeal it, and instead send a letter before it had been, the final recommendation had been accepted, so we didn't end up in the appeals process. So if you guys would like to see those letters, I'm happy to send you what we were given from the state, and then what our lawyer sent back. Okay, I'm happy to do that. I'll send that out tomorrow. But that's kind of an important component of planning.
Question, are we gonna talk also about the land use plan, or just the general plan? Just so I can review.
General plan.
For now, okay, thank you.
Probably overlap, wouldn't they?
They can, yeah.
They all co-mingle.
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Every one of those is all in general.
But our focus, yeah.
Your general plan encompasses all those.
All those things, okay.
And if you guys can think about, if you wanna do this quarterly, every other month, Mondays work, I can have this room available, so we can schedule that out way ahead. So if you'll just think about what works for you.
How long, I mean, if we decided Monday that we wanted to have another meeting, could you know by Wednesday what days are available in the next month?
Yeah, it generally takes her about 2 to 3 days. I submitted the request, I think, Friday, and I found out yesterday, so 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
But I was told Mondays are the best day, like, there's rarely any other meetings on... Exactly. And we have to public notice it, but we could meet in the office as well. We would be very tight and very happy, and if people decided to come, then, but that's always an option too, if this room isn't available.
So public are invited to the work meetings?
If more than 3 of you in a room at a time, then we have to have a public, yep.
Has to be noticed.
You just have to notice the...
Exactly.
No, exactly.
And they can show up.
And they can come.
They can show up. So we have to have a room that would accommodate if this happened.
So
state conference is a mess for you guys.
So work meetings are handled a little different. You don't have to take public input in a work meeting.
No.
You don't have to let the public participate. That's an option in that meeting as a work meeting, so you can get stuff done. But just so you're aware of that, I'm sure that probably won't happen. But.
Probably not. I've had a lot of public show up to those in the past.
We probably like comments from the public.
Yeah, no, I'd like to know what they'd like us to do.
So, okay, we are on item number 8 now, which is to possibly set a public hearing for consideration of a change to Title 8 of Town Code.
Which is the only part we're concerned with. Yeah, that's the part we're concerned with. So we have to have a public hearing before we do any changes on Title 8. What we're looking at is clarifying the water requirements that are taking for the town as these commercial developments come in. Right now we require that they turn over that water to the town and we assign it to that property. So that if they sell that development, the water is attached.
With the property.
And so that's what we want to clarify that in our code so it's clear that that's what we're doing.
Do you have a section number? Because I was looking for that and I did not find it.
I do not have that with me.
Only applicable to commercial.
Yes.
Because I did multiple searches on water, water rights, irrigation, and I could not find it.
Yeah.
I think it's under 8.27.
Is it 2.7 or
2.1? That's
one.
The additional building development.
Yeah, he looked down there.
2.1 or 2.7, it's going to be under one of those two.
And I think I searched for shares or something like that, and it comes up. There's a trigger word in that section that I can find it.
Okay. I'll look some more.
So we do require, if say this building permit comes into the accessory structures, we make sure they have enough irrigation to do their what has been historically irrigated, that they own that, but we don't take any of that. We just at the time of building permit, they have to have the water for any land that has been historically irrigated.
But what would happen with the gas station?
The water would be turned in.
Yeah,
what I'm saying. So it's different.
It is different.
Residential commercial is different than commercial.
Yeah, but yes. The wording needs to be fixed on it. So if you have a chance, look at that. But
maybe you
could I get a motion to?
Yes, you say, can you send us that code when you get a chance so we can
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
Is that industrial as well as commercial?
I imagine it would be the same.
I believe so.
Since that may be an issue. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Be worth looking at, but.
Okay. Do we want to do that next month then?
I think so.
Okay. All right, I'll make a motion that we have a public hearing for consideration on changing the annual town code.
Do you guys all have this?
Yes.
I don't.
No.
Title 8 at our meeting next month, whatever that date is.
Okay. I'll second that.
Next month we meet on the 15th again, so it would be then.
Okay, March
15th. Okay.
And who seconded?
He won the race. Okay. Call for the vote.
Well, yes.
Skinner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
Sanger, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, let's move to item number 9.
To make the motion, we adjourn.
I'll say. Okay.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Wild yes.
Skinner no.
I mean yes.
It's just you.
Right. Give her a cupcake, will you?
Give her a second.
Give her a
three
cupcake.
Levels.
Again, yes.
Order yes.
Sanger yes.
Bennett yes. Kim, thanks for bringing the cupcake.